Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, a veteran detective makes a fingerprint match that catches a rapist, and the NYPD Harbor Unit steps up patrols for the summer season. I'm Jesse Peterman. Fingerprints are an invaluable tool for law enforcement. They are the single most commonly used piece of forensic evidence. Fingerprints also allow for the accurate identification of criminals and solve more crimes than any other method, including DNA. In billions of human and automated computer comparisons, no two fingerprints have ever been found that were identical. The Latent Print Unit in the NYPD Detective Bureau has in its ranks some of the best fingerprint technicians in the world. The NYPD's Jason Post sat down with one of them who recently saw the fingerprint of a traffic violator and identified him as a long-sought rapist.
Detective Daniel Peruzzo works in the Latent Print section in the NYPD's Detective Bureau. Some podcast listeners may not know what a latent print is. Could you explain that?
The word itself, latent, is invisible to the naked eye. If a crime is committed in someone's home, crime scene or evidence collection teams will go out to that scene, use chemicals or black and white powders. That invisible print, which is naked to the eye, they'll use the powders to raise the print. Then they'll use lifting tape to retrieve the print. They'll send it to our unit, and we refer to that image as a latent fingerprint.
Detective Peruzzo, in your time here, how has fingerprint technology changed?
Well, we started years ago where we didn't have a computer. We literally sat at our desks flipping fingerprint cards, the actual ink cards, where we compared ink cards to actual latents, or the fingerprints from crime scenes. And we literally flipped anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 cards on a given day on one latent print. Now, we can take 10, 15 cases, load them into our computer database, and search millions of fingerprint cards literally in a given day. So, I mean, work-wise, we've gone from the Flintstone era into Star Wars literally overnight. People hear the word fingerprint or a computer system, and they think that computers are accurate or infallible. In the fingerprint world, the computers may be 60% accurate, and all it does is it's really a tool that helps us narrow down the field of searching for that fingerprint. We'll take a latent and we'll search it against 5 million candidates. The computer will give us anywhere from 1 to 20 candidates for the fingerprint technician to look at. All it's saying is, hey, Peruzzo, these are good candidates to look at. It's still up to the human eye to finally make that final determination. If we see a candidate on the computer screen that looks close to the latent print that we plotted, we actually get the ink card laid against side by side with a little four-powered microscope and do the final comparison the old-fashioned way by a human eye. It's a human being that finally makes the call, yes, it is, or yes, it isn't the person that we're looking for.
You recently made a match on a fingerprint for a rapist in Queens that was known as the Ponytail Rapist?
Yes. In 1995, this individual, we know of the first case from 95 where he would sneak in the middle of the night and rape these women in a particular region in Queens. What was strange about this individual, he only struck once or twice in a given year and then disappear. The following year, we would get the same method of operation. He would use the same MO, break in, open window, knife point, and rape another woman and then disappear. This went on since 95 to 2004. The only reason why we knew it was the same individual, we had DNA on a few of the cases that matched up. And we also had fingerprints that matched up on two of the cases. And what you learn in the fingerprint world is you need a lot of patience, a little time and patience. If you don't get a hit, you keep trying and trying till eventually hoping one day you'll make a match on a particular fingerprints left at a crime scene.
And indeed, that paid off in this case.
Well, in this case, a few weeks ago, this individual that we were looking for blows a stop sign, has an invalid license, he gets fingerprinted to ID who he is, goes home, fingerprints are now entered into our database, and lo and behold, the following day, I'm going through my unsolved cases, and I'm looking at the screen, and there's the print that I've been looking for the last 8-9 years, and I'm looking at it, I said, well, it can't be possible. I've been looking for this guy for a long time, and there it is staring at you on the screen. Again, we pull out the ink card, take the latent, make the comparison, and lo and behold, it's the individual we've been looking for, and then notify our special victim so they can go out and...
Do you enjoy what you do?
Well, I've been here for the last 24 years in the police department. I've been in Leighton Prince. That's all I've ever done, reading fingerprints. So, I mean, yeah, I enjoy what I'm doing. I still like what I'm doing.
Thank you very much for joining us.
We turn now to the summer boating season. The NYPD Harbor Unit patrols waterways from the Harlem River down to Staten Island's Kill Van Kull. While police boats are in the water year-round on patrol for safety, crime, and counterterrorism, the summer months are particularly busy for the NYPD's Navy. The department wants all New Yorkers to be safe and conscientious boaters. Here again is Jason Post.
Lieutenant William Church is the operations coordinator for the NYPD Harbor Unit and a 19-year veteran of the department. Lieutenant Church, the summer months are upon us. Do you have any advice for boaters or New Yorkers who are going to be using the harbor this summer?
One of the biggest things that we'd like to stress with people is boating education. An educated boater is a safe boater. We recommend people take a boating safety course to educate themselves about the rules on the water, what type of equipment they're supposed to carry on a boat. It's very, very important. We recommend that people wear a PFD on board their vessel. Life jackets are very, very important. If you fall in the water without a life jacket, the chance of you surviving in the turbulent waters of New York City are greatly reduced. We also recommend that you avoid alcohol while operating your boat. Don't drink in boat. It's one of the leading causes of boating accidents around the country. We also believe that you should maintain and carry all the required equipment on board whatever boat that you're operating, such as an anchor, visual distress signals, and again, your personal flotation devices for everybody that's on board. In the event that you find yourself in any kind of trouble, we recommend that you carry a marine band radio on your boat, a VHF radio. Channel 16 is the hailing and distress frequency. That's the international frequency. In the event you don't have a VHF radio, you could always utilize a cellular phone, and you could utilize the 911 system. But the bottom line, we want to see people operate their boats safely. We don't want to see people operating their boats in a reckless manner. You shouldn't operate in a bathing area around swimmers. You should be really familiar with the area of where you're boating. That'll reduce the chances of you running aground or getting yourself into a situation where you may wind up losing the boat or capsizing the boat. Also, don't take your boat out into inclement weather if you're not used to operating in such weather. Or at the same time, don't put your boat into a position in heavy weather with heavy seas if it's not capable of performing in those kind of situations. In addition, we recommend that you maintain your boat, especially early in the season. A lot of people will put their boats away with old gas in it, and then they get out here on their first trip and they wind up with bad gas and the boat winds up breaking down, and it just turns into a compounded problem.
What does the NYPD Harbor Unit do in the summer months?
Well, in addition to our year-round patrol responsibilities and our counterterrorism mission, there's a number of initiatives that we take during the summer. First off, we conduct directed patrols off all the beaches in New York City. There's a lot of people that, you know, they go down to the beaches such as Orchard Beach, Coney Island, Brighton Beach, and the Rockaways. So we want to make sure that, A, people are safe in the water, and that we don't have boaters that are operating their boats in those bathing areas. We also maintain a 24-hour ASI rescue capability. We have two divers that are assigned to a helicopter out in Floyd Bennett Field. They're a very, very quick response to any water-related emergencies around the city.
How would you characterize the conditions of the water in the areas surrounding New York City?
Operating a boat in the waters of New York City can be at times very, very challenging. We have extremely strong currents. There's a tremendous amount of commercial traffic, such as ships and ferries and tugs and barges, that boaters who aren't normally exposed to those types of situations have to be very, very cognizant of the area that they're operating in order to operate their boat safely, especially if they operate at night. Operating a boat between day and night, for people who boat, they know it's a totally different experience. And operating a boat in New York Harbor at night is challenging, to say the least.
Lieutenant Church, thank you very much for joining us.
Last week, we featured a report on the NYPD Transit Bureau's iPod etching program. If you would like to get your electronic device etched by the NYPD free of charge, you can visit any NYPD transit district. To find out the transit district nearest you, call 311. Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department's podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.